Hello, everybody. It's your girl Morgan Alexis, and during the motherfucking building.
And it's your boy Marius Anthony, the nigga that has your bitch buckling at the knees. Also, the nigga that has that shit sounding like mac and cheese. Shout out to Vince and Raven of the Freshers of Old Town. They're micing it up for us today.
Yes. Yep. Shout out to y'all. How's everybody's week? How's everything been going? What's been happening?
It's been busy.
It's been busy.
I can't tell you specifically.
Right.
Don't ask me what. I don't know. It's been busy.
Yes. You just know you're tired. Things are going on.
Exactly.
Awesome.
The body is telling me.
Yes. Yes. Maurice Anthony.
Yeah. We just got off a tour.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Tell them how that went.
We did a birthday tour for me. We did on Friday, we had Kirby's in town. And on Saturday, we played the replay in Lawrence. And then Sunday, we were at Culture House in Omaha. That's a lie.
Yeah, actually,
Friday, we played Lawrence. Saturday, we were in Omaha at Culture House. And Sunday, we actually played Open Streets here in Wichita. About 4,000 people walking by. It was pretty cool.
Had
a
stage. Cool.
Shout out to Mac Zardos for having the speakers up there.
Yes.
It was going crazy in that bitch. It was lit.
Shout out to Kylie.
SMG. Shout out to Kylie. Shout out to SMG, Sue Boy, Seville. Shout out to Alex. Shout out to Tar. Shout out to Nier. Shout out to, there's one more nigga that was there. Who was there?
Kush.
Our nigga Kush.
Shout out
to Kush. Kush. Sorry we couldn't get you on the stage, gang. Next time, though.
Next time, for sure.
They're going to keep
sure.
having us back, so I mean.
Yeah, they're going to have us know? Back, for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I'm excited. It really went well. Tell us one, do you have one fun story you could tell us from tour?
Fun?
That's going to be funny or something that would be cool to tell the audience.
I'm going to tell this story, but I'm going to leave names out.
Okay.
We had to get a hotel room for one. Because niggas decided to not look for hotels before we left town. So it was six niggas to one hotel room, which I plan on sleeping in the car because I'm not about to sleep in a hotel room full of six niggas. That's just me, though. We did the show. We come back. I'm not naming names, so y'all are going to have to figure out which one of the people that were with me that this was. But me and one of the people, we're going to smoke a little bit and then head to bed. At that point, the rest of the group shows up, and one of them alerts us that he has invited two women back to the hotel room. The hotel room.
One hotel room that was six niggas was sharing.
That six niggas were sharing.
Already.
So I immediately go up to grab my things and go to the car for the night, because that was my plan anyway. The other gentleman that I was with comes out sometime later and says that he was hanging out. He was on the bed, just chilling. He looked to his left, and one of the girls started taking her pants off. And then another member that was in the room had lifted one of the girls' legs up in the air, and he knew it was time to go. And so he jetted, and we slept in the car that night.
And, that's a fantastic story, yeah. First of all.
That happened.
And I hope that's not, is that yes ma'am in it a little bit? No?
I didn't say names.
I guess you didn't say names, but.
I didn't say names. I didn't say who it was.
I guess you're right. No one would know. But that is an interesting, funny story.
Yeah, it is.
The tour life is, you know,
tour life
anything
is,
can happen, you know?
It's definitely tour life-ing. So, but we did have a good time outside of that. It was,
good.
We ate at the Milton in Lawrence, which I've never had before, but.
I haven't either.
It was good food. Shout out to a place called Elevate. They were a high-end fashion store on one of the strips in Lawrence. I found out they were high-end because when I got there, Sue Boy had realized that he had forgotten his sneakers, so he had to buy some sneakers, and I had forgotten to bring a hoodie. So we're going to go to the same place, hopefully, to buy, you know, sneakers and a hoodie. He goes in, immediately spots a pair of Air Force One, so I'm like, okay, cool, they must have some shit in here. That's going to be aight for me. And I go to the black cashier, by the way. Black with dreads. So I'm thinking this nigga from the struggle. And I'm like, yo, I just need a hoodie, bro, 2X. And he like, all right, well, the only 2X hoodies we got is these spider hoodies. And I'm like, I don't know what that mean, bro. Just like, what? Well, how much are they? And he was like, oh, you know, they're about. And this is what I hate about high-end stores. That's what I hate about high-end stores. I hate when them niggas be acting like their prices is regular. This nigga said.
Right, like it's just a normal price. $1 million.
This nigga said, oh, you know, this is about $320. I was like, $320. I said, nigga, I'm trying to buy a hoodie, not trying to get you rent. And I walked out.
I can't believe you said that to him.
Said that to that nigga because you're bugging.
What did he look like? Did you look his face when you said
black
it?
Black dreads.
No. When you said that.
I didn't see his face. I was too busy walking away. He said something, but bro, what could you retort with? But other than, yeah, bro, I feel you.
Hoodies are expensive now, and I feel like they keep getting more expensive honestly.
Bro, how the fuck? And
where are the $30 hoodies at?
Shout out to gang. You just doing your job. I'm not shitting on you.
Right,
I'm just saying, bro, come on. Like, stop. Like, you, like, bro, look at me. Look, it's a hole in my sweats, bro. You, come on, my nigga. I ain't had a retwist since December.
That's okay.
You, bro, that nigga should have been like, hey, bro. Yeah.
No, I walk on, first of all, I'm not going to assume nobody pockets. That could be, somebody could be offended by that.
We black people.
That don't mean, listen, I've offended people by that. Trust me. I personally have offended folks by doing that.
Okay. You know why I mentioned that I ain't had a retwist since December?
Tell me why.
Because this nigga had dreads. He know what that mean. I can't afford it.
It's been a while, yeah. But I don't want him to be, you can't just do that. Since you can just say that's discrimination.
He black.
I'm telling you, I've had black people get mad at me before. You can definitely assume
when my new growth is higher than my motherfucking hair, you could 100% assume that I ain't had it to get a retwist, and then I ain't got it for this $320 hoodie.
$300 hoodie is crazy.
Like I said, I used to pay rent for $330, bro. That's crazy. Which,
that's insane. I was already insane.
Welcome to Kansas.
Yeah, that was already insane. I think the lowest I paid is $475. When we first moved to Claremont, that was the cheapest one I've ever paid.
I would hate to be you. Yeah, I was in a one bedroom. It was lit.
I mean, were you? Was that a one bedroom? It was a one bedroom. Oh, that is right. It was in that basement, right?
Okay, so the 330 was a studio. The 390 was the one bedroom.
390 still, that ain't shit.
That's crazy.
You ate up off that.
$475. I didn't have no doors.
Right. Right. My $475 was a one bedroom, but still, like, it was ages ago. I had a one bedroom
with a door and a lock and a kitchen and a bathroom. The whole works. Had a shower.
But see, so people might not deem the neighborhood safe, so maybe that's why.
I was definitely in the trenches. Okay, I don't want to lead you niggas to believe that I was somewhere safe.
We're not going to the Eastboro or none of that to get 330 rent. No. But if you need a place to live, you can find a place to live pretty cheap in that area. Yeah. So, true. Yes, you will not be on the street starving.
Yeah, that's how my weekend went. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I mean, my weekend, I ain't do shit. But I stayed home, drank some of that wine from the party last week, and then had me a little smoky smoke and just watch movies and relax. That's it. That's my time. That's what is a good time for me, okay? My going out is going to shows. That's me going out. That's the most we're going to get. Is me outside at shows. So, but I didn't have any shows this weekend, but it was cool. I was just chilling, working on cookie store stuff, working on, you know, planning some things coming up. So I'm excited to let you guys know about that. Yes.
That's pretty much it. If you notice the lack of energy today, that's because we don't have Shakir here. The nigga had a work meeting. The nigga had a work meeting and didn't tell us about it until.
Oh, you go. Oh, you yes mamming today. You yes mamming. Okay.
Because bro.
Okay. You bro, right though. We didn't know about. No
I ain't
work
never met a nigga that
here.
Have a work meeting
since we're here.
I ain't never met a nigga that have a that had to skip work for a work meeting. That's crazy.
You already work 9 hours a day. I gotta say an extra couple hours that's for crazy. A work meeting. First of all, work
you gotta let them niggas
scam.
Know about your boundaries,
have
gang.
A work meeting while I'm clocked in at work, not after my shift, not on my day off. Yeah. Can y'all rectify that? Because I really hate that. Like, I don't need to be like, oh, well, you need to call, come in to work on your day off, and I'm going to talk to you and bitch at you about an hour about what y'all not doing. And all that's what
I'm already
work
here.
Were.
Yeah, no.
I'm already here.
40 hours already.
Hello. Yeah. But it's mandatory. You're going to lose your job if you do.
I'm good, bro. I don't care about losing my job. I actually don't like it here.
That's why. I just don't like it here. You're hilarious. But I can say that. But I mean, I could say that. What are they going to do? Anyway.
I hate to turn your camera on, head ass.
Oh, my God.
I'll fight you.
All my work from home people. Oh, my God.
What if I don't want to have my camera on?
You
want
to see your smiling faces?
I lie so.
I'm not smiling.
I shouldn't say that, but I be lying so much. Oh, I'm sick. Oh, my camera's not working. Oh, I'm having computer issues. I'm not going to lie.
I'll definitely
say that.
I'll definitely eat that camera right off the desk. For sure.
I don't know what happened.
Crazy. Y'all can't get it to work right.
No, not at all. But I can
bro,
hear y'all.
Bro, craziest thing. It showed up in the box in pieces already. I don't know how to fix that.
Right. I don't know what happened. You have to send another one.
All I'm getting is black screen.
Yeah, I just can't figure it out. Sorry. That really do me sometimes. I don't do that. Sometimes I'm like, okay, fine, I'll turn on my camera. But if I can help it, I don't want to be on camera. No, thank you. OJ passed this week. That's something
yo,
that happened.
Yo, finally.
Oh, Lord. We're going that route.
Finally.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I've been waiting for this nigga to die.
Whoa,
yo, I'm not going to lie.
Whoa.
Hold on. Hold on.
Whoa.
Because let me go ahead and get out.
Yeah, please.
First of all, are we upset? Do we care? I don't give a fuck that this nigga dead.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's because that nigga weird.
Yeah.
OJ has always been a weird thing for me. Because, like, yeah, he's weird and he did that shit. But, like, he black man.
Who cares?
Not according to him, though.
You're right, actually, right.
Yeah. Right. He not right. Black, he OJ. Yeah. You okay. know what? Come on now.
So, I don't know. An OJ okay. man he did died say that. Today. Like,
you said what?
I said an OJ man died today, not a black man.
Yeah, you're right.
OJ.
You're
right. OJ, right. A juice man died today.
Which is hilarious.
And Pac already dead. So he was the original juice man. Fuck this nigga.
Okay, well. That,
bro, this nigga, bro, nah, but hold on. This is why I'm saying, because I'm not saying, like, fuck him because he dead, because, nah, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, bro, you've been just trailing around being weird. Like, you got cleared. You're supposed to get your life, go somewhere, disappear, and never be heard from again.
Literally.
Die in a corner of the internet that nobody knows, you're surrounded by what's left of friends and family. And that was supposed to be it. But no, nigga, you tried to go viral.
No, this nigga been trying to go viral for years, okay?
Yes. Literally.
As soon as Twitter popped up, he popped in Twitter. So, hello, everybody. On video camera. Hello, everybody.
Nah.
I'm just mowing my lawn today. How are you guys
they
today?
Would
like,
not
what the fuck?
They would not verify this nigga.
They would not.
Yo, and he was just around. Like, he was just kept making videos about stuff.
Yep, going to go to the golf course with my buddies, guys. You know, getting my gun. Like, what?
Bro, what about that girl you killed?
He did write about it. He has a book called If I Did It.
Yo!
So, I mean.
And we thought you did it then.
Yeah, because like I said.
Why. You know what?
Here's the thing. Black you know people what? Just wanted to win back then. We just wanted to win.
I know why.
That's really crazy.
Yeah. I know why we don't fuck with O.J. Simpson. Because he snitched. He snitched on himself.
What you mean he snitched on himself?
He snitched on himself. Bro, you killed the bitch and then said, yo.
If I did it.
If I'd have did it, though.
He capitalized off that.
Bro, that's crazy.
The thing about it is, like, you didn't move on from that thing.
No.
It'd be one thing to keep trying to go viral, but, like, you kept using that thing.
The same thing.
You know that nigga? You know that nigga Jay-Z stabbed in a club? Exactly.
First of all, that's rule number one. You ain't supposed to speak on shit like that.
Bro, he waited 20 years and then said in a song on the low, man, you stab pun over some records.
That's hilarious.
Yo, you supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Bro, this nigga gonna write a whole goddamn autobiography.
The family mad.
Signed, sealed, delivered by O.J. Simpson. Here's all the evidence. Suck my dick. That's crazy.
The family is upset because he didn't admit on his deathbed that he did this, because apparently he was supposed to be doing that. That was a whole ominous thing. That was a conversation online about how on his deathbed he was going to come out and be like, listen, I killed the girl, but he didn't do that.
He's not a cooperative nigga.
No, not at all. So why would you think that he would go with the plan of what y'all think he's going to do?
At no point in his entire life did he seem like he was going to
do that. No, hello? Y'all just assuming things? For what?
Now, with that being said, there was an article that came out. I don't know if you sent this to me, where apparently it is being his autopsy is being denied to being tested for CTE.
That is interesting. Okay, so then my question is, does that play a factor in what you think about the shit? He was not in his right mind.
Yeah, because, like, his family doesn't want it studied or something, right?
Right.
They said, and I quote, that is not happening now.
Because they know.
They know.
Again, gang.
Mashed potatoes.
Again, gang.
With gravy.
It's smooth in there.
Woo!
Now,
listen.
This isn't like the this isn't like the nigga had a kid, but, like, didn't want to admit to it.
Yeah. Right.
So y'all don't want to have DNA taken from the
nigga. That's different. That's different. Like that. Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
No, this nigga potentially killed somebody. Yeah. Y'all don't want to just clear the nigga name real quick?
They want him to posthumously be, you know, look a certain way. They want him to die with dignity, so.
All right.
That's a quote.
You
that is a direct
what?
Quote
he
from
laid
a family
his
member.
Legacy out. He can.
He did.
He killed, he stole his own shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. They trying to say the son did it and he's trying to be the one to take the heat, but I don't know.
Bro, I don't care.
Yeah.
Why? He's dead.
At this
Even
point,
if
it don't
I
matter.
Did it and my dad was taking the heat this whole time, then he died. I'm like, he did it.
Oh, I'm coming out with a whole manifesto.
Exactly.
Okay, listen, just so y'all know, here's the real story about what happened.
The truth is, he definitely did.
He definitely did that shit. Just so y'all know, just don't even worry about it. He did that shit.
As far as I'm concerned, there is only one OJ, and that is OJ the Juice Man. Shout out to you.
Hey.
He has a great interview on a podcast that we can't name because fuck them niggas. But
he has a new song with Sukiyana. I know you hate that.
I'm not about to hear that. But shout
it's
out
called
to
selling. It's about selling pussy.
I'm good. I don't want to hear that.
It really is literally about that.
I'm glad to hear that.
It's fair.
Yeah, thank you for
I
informing
respect your
us
boundary.
About it. We're tap in every Tuesday for songs that we not finna hear by Morgan
I've
Alexis.
I've heard the song and it's not good.
We, as in the rest of us, like we not finna.
Wow. I'm not okay. So why am I so different?
Morg did that. So hopefully you ain't gotta go through that.
Okay. Fair.
Yeah,
that's fair. I'll take those stripes. I'll take those on the chin, guys.
Yeah, because I don't want to go through that.
So we don't care about OJ dying. Ooh, I hate to say that. I don't like talking about the dead like that.
I mean,
he wasn't a good person.
I mean, if you, if his family is good people, shout out to them niggas. I hope they all right. For real.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if someone is in pain from this, I really want to pray for the family. Hope y'all are doing okay. But he just wasn't a good
gentleman. That nigga, yeah, you know? I don't know, bro.
He just, he didn't leave a good legacy behind.
Like, you remember that? Mm-mm. Okay, I'm going to see if y'all, this is Christmas movie where Vanessa Williams is in it. And
yes, I already know what you're talking about.
Brian McKnight is
in
it.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
And like, if she die,
yes.
And after she die, everybody say what they really think about her. And this is a clip of Brian McKnight going, "She was a bitch."
Yes, yes.
That's kind of how it is. Like, it's like,
which ironically, he a bitch now. But anyway,
yeah. It's like, yeah. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Full circle.
Mm, very full circle. Listen, but anyway, do we listen? It's been a lot going on. First of all, let's talk about the light shit. So Quavo versus Chris Brown. Were you tapped into that?
Whoever, I want to remind everybody that the Billboard photo that came out when Chris Brown was announced to have every song of his album on Billboard at the same time, the photo that they used was a photo of him mid-backflip with his head facing the ground, and he was tucked, like he had his like arms and legs tucked, and he was smiling. I just want to say, I don't think you can just beat up a nigga that could do that.
That's fair.
I didn't see this nigga.
Dudes? Oh, no, no, no.
I didn't see this nigga do karate dance moves.
Listen.
I didn't see this nigga do regular dance moves.
He'll fucking come around your neck and choke you out with his legs.
This nigga, anytime his arms start waving, any nigga within a 2-foot radius is getting the shit smacked out of him, bro. You're not beating up Chris Brown, bro.
You're definitely not. But, you know, Quavo and Chris Brown. You know, they traded off diss tracks because...
Who gives a fuck? Hey, you know what? I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it.
They're like almost
Chris
40.
Brown, stop rapping. You are not a good rapper. Stop trying to rap. No.
I don't really care for his rapping either. Bro, I'd rather have him sing.
He is not a good rapper. You barely a good songwriter. Just sing the songs, gang. We gonna get there together.
We gonna get there together. It's hilarious.
This nigga out here
We're
singing
gonna
raps.
It out.
And then that's one. Two, why are you rapping to Quavo?
They haven't liked each other for a long time. They beef go
Y'all
crazy.
Y'all niggas gonna tell me Quavo barred up now? Is that where we at?
Can I play a small clip of his little piece?
I mean, I guess we got to. Are you connected to the Bluetooth?
I sure am. Thank you.
All right.
I'm prepared, people.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, always. I hope it's not super loud. Okay.
You did a bitch wrong and now the bitch gone. She post with a thug.
Yeah, with a thug.
Caught a bitch phone, she won't come home. Don't beat her up.
Don't beat her up.
It must be the drugs.
Must be the drugs.
Need to cross out your plug. Yeah, yeah. David Blaine, go to magic with my gang.
David Blaine.
Okay, this is Rick James, Diamond White.
Okay, now fucking my old bitches ain't gonna make a sequel. Sipping at 1942, cause I don't do no Quavo. Freak bitch, she like Casamigos, not Domingos. I don't fuck.
Okay, but yeah, Chris was going a little harder though.
Chris was kind of going crazy. I'm not gonna hold you. That little line was
she fucked with Casamigos, not the Migos. I mean, all right, yeah, we in there.
This is all over a woman. Just so y'all know, it's all over Coochie. Okay, this is all over Coochie. It's all over Coochie.
Also, I just want to say,
yes, he not over. He would not leave her alone. Oh my god,
why is Quavo sing this in Chris Brown?
That's what they do though.
Funny. That's what they do. Future do that too when he be doing his little subs. He be singing too.
That nigga said.
So it's a little, don't hit her. He said don't hit her in the background.
Run it back from that bar. Yeah, fuck this nigga. Yeah.
You know what's funny? You know what's really funny about that is I literally a Migos studio session video of them literally doing that. But, all three of them just in the studio, just okay, add this part. No. Like, just I'm like, okay, these niggas are really singing. But yeah, so, who do you got in this battle? Who do you think is gonna, you know, come ahead with everything?
I got all of us losing culture, hip hop, the world. I got all of us
culture.
Okay, wait, okay, I wasn't expecting that one. Okay,
the culture and culture, Cardi B's daughter, she's gonna lose this too. We're all gonna lose.
Yeah, we shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, we should. You know? I just don't want to see that.
They just sat this at a fashion show next to each other and didn't do anything to each other, and that was a whole story.
Yeah,
and I'm like, of course they're not gonna do anything.
Should they be like collecting classic cars?
You would think so. What? Like, you try to say the old, right?
I'm just like, you know what I mean? Like, they should have like a cigar.
Yes, Chris Brown, you're right. I love you, but you're ancient, bro. You've been around how long?
Yes.
We gotta get this. We gotta stop this.
Please let us be.
Stop fighting, folks.
Please leave leave us alone.
I don't want no smoke though. But yeah.
But stop. The niggas I do want smoked that I am enjoying the smoke between is Drake and Rick Ross. I'm very much enjoying.
Oh yes,
this.
We gotta get to that.
Very much enjoying Drake and Rick Ross.
They right are now. Both very petty ass niggas, and it's really, really showing in this. I feel like Rick Ross is coming ahead with the pettiness personally. But as who do you got in this right now?
I would like to shout out and quote Vodafly.
Shout out to Vodafly.
Because he said it best. He said Rick Ross survived the beef with 50 Cent.
He did. He really did. He came out on top. And no one survives the beef with 50 Cent.
I don't
if you
know
guys
if
are not aware.
Niggas know this, but just last year, I think we might have talked about it on the podcast, but just last year, Rick Ross won a lawsuit that 50,
oh, yeah.
Cent, 50 Cent sued him because Rick Ross tried to use In the Club in a movie he was shooting. And Rick Ross won the suit because it came out that 50 Cent does not own that song. All I'm saying is, bro, that's, bro, you that accounts for something.
The track record is good.
Ain't no nigga just beat 50 Cent. Ain't no nigga just beat 50 Cent.
No.
That's crazy.
He's still trying to get his money from Tierra Marie from, like, years ago.
Rick Ross beat 50 Cent, bro. He on a winning streak of a 50 Cent.
Okay.
Like, come on, man. Like, when you got somebody like that, bro, you ain't really finna beat that nigga.
Okay, fair. I mean, they try to make it seem like Quavo's this tough-ass nigga, though, so it's like...
No, I said Rick Ross and Drake.
Rick Ross and Drake, but okay, my bad. My brain.
You really like this Quavo and Chris Brown shit, don't you?
I do. I love when my singers, you know, the softies, you know? I love when they come together and just, you know, be a great little...
He not a singer.
You know, my little, you know?
He not a singer. He a sapper.
Who? Quavo?
Quavo.
What was a sap? What do you mean?
It's like a sing rapper. He's a sapper.
Sapper. Okay.
Made that up just now.
That's really good. Good thinking on your feet there.
Look,
appreciate that.
What podcast is it?
Uncut Team.
Yeah, but he's definitely Uncut. A sapper. That nigga's not a singer. So it's just a and then Chris Brown is rapping, so it really don't matter.
Fair.
I know Quavo was pissed. He was like, fuck, he's rapping.
Well, Chris Brown,
niggas rap. Y'all niggas told me to use the auto-tune. I knew I should have just rapped. Fuck, now I gotta rap, and I'm gonna look like I'm rapping because he rapped.
Well, here's the thing. Chris Brown's track came out first, so the nigga just responded that way.
He probably had that shit in the tuck. That shit was lame.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
That shit was weak.
Did you like their diss towards Joe Budden when they did it?
No, that shit was weak.
Nigga hating, call him Joe.
That shit was weak. Okay. And on top of that, nobody started calling haters Joe Budden, so it didn't even work.
Yeah, it really didn't stick. It didn't land. It didn't land. You guys tried to do a cultural thing, but it didn't land. But back to this Drake and Rick Ross. Listen to the disses. You heard both, correct?
Drake's is better lyrically.
People are seeing, I know people will say whatever, but they're saying it's AI. They're saying that verse was sent out. That was AI. That wasn't actually him.
Well, if you look at Drake's Instagram today, he did a very weird thing. Drake is weird, y'all.
Drake is very weird.
So he posted a picture of Future's manager.
I saw that.
Who was also apparently Kendrick Lamar's manager.
Yes.
And it's just a picture of this nigga laying in bed looking at his phone. Like, I'm talking about, like...
Literally, just put it in his story. Just a picture of
and
a nigga
said,
laying in
bed. I wonder if it's coming today. They're talking about the pending response from Kendrick Lamar. Now, I'm going to say this. It's 50-50 on whether or not Kendrick responds. Because
it is 50-50, yeah.
If I look at the tactics that Jay-Z used to use, he would wait.
He would just wait. Mm-hmm.
Also, Kendrick is like off in Bulgaria doing something.
Yeah,
I don't know where that nigga is.
Yeah, I think he's on some other shit.
If for anyone who doesn't know how the industry works, right? So this record that comes out with Kendrick Lamar on the Metro Boomin shit, right? That record was done months ago.
Oh, for sure.
Months ago. We don't know how long ago it was. We don't know for sure that it was done months ago. But these niggas go do a verse and then go forget they did it.
No facts.
Not shooting any bail for Kendrick. He meant to diss the nigga, but I'm saying. So he off somewhere doing something that's not music. I don't know if niggas know. The nigga done dropped the phone. The nigga got like a whole bunch of PG Lang ads. The nigga is not on rap right now. He's off doing something else. He probably just did that shit because he fuck with Future. He fuck with Metro. He go do the verse. 3 months later, the song come out. And then like the week later, Drake got a diss out. He like, oh, this nigga. I didn't think the nigga was going to respond like that. I didn't think you were going to do that.
Right.
I've been dissing you for years.
Right.
Kendrick been dissing that nigga for years.
I think Drake feel comfortable now that he got Cole as an ally. Maybe he feel comfortable going at Kendrick because he feel like Cole going to help him in some way, shape, or form in the ally sense.
We just discussed last night how Cole took that shit down.
I guess that's true, yeah.
And I think Drake, I'm reading stuff where Drake said something to Cole about it. Like, he's pissed about Cole. Doing that.
He shouldn't have did that. I'm pissed about Cole doing that. What the fuck are you doing? It's hip hop. Why are you taking that
down? I didn't see that video because I don't give a damn. Like the video it, yeah. of him apologizing?
Yeah.
Did he say a reason why?
He went into a whole soliloquy about how, you know, we better than that, and we're fans of Kendrick Lamar. You know, y'all are all fans. Like, just went into a whole little thing about it. Yeah. It was a little thing about it.
It was heavy on his spirit.
Yeah, he said it was heavy on his spirit. You know, this didn't sit right with his soul. You know, he wasn't feeling the hate
like that.
He wasn't feeling the hate. He's mad he did that because it was the old him coming out. Like, just gave us a whole sermon about this record.
Anytime a nigga start talking about the old them, this cap. It's cap.
Because old you showed up today. Man,
if y'all niggas would have met me, if y'all niggas would have met me 5 years ago, I was on some bullshit. No. Cole, we have never known you to be vicious at,
you
rap
know, you,
at all.
You know Charlamagne gave us Donkey of the Day. He gave all the people, all the fans that are mad at J. Cole, Donkey of the Day. He did. I got Donkey of the Day.
Didn't Breakfast Club just interview right. Candace Owens?
Indeed.
Yeah.
And that, you know what? The interviews are getting really going downhill. They interviewed some. Anyway, you know what? I'm not going to do that because I love Charlamagne. And
he just got checked today by Jerry Carmichael.
Listen, I want to be on the Black Effect Network, so I'm not going to say too much. But Charlamagne, get it together, sir.
Man, fuck out of here.
You like, I ain't appeased.
That's the dumbest shit I ever heard. Hey, we talking about rapping, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
No, I agree. I don't agree with apologizing about that.
And then shout out to
hip-hop.
My nigga June, because we did just talked about it with June last episode. Because he did.
But
have
I can say what I want to say. This is hip-hop.
Well,
why
I understand,
are you apologizing?
I did understand where he was saying. At once upon a time, I too thought I would never diss anybody.
Yeah.
And then a nigga dissed me. Or then a nigga pissed me off. Mm-hmm. And then I had some shit to say about it.
Yes.
And you have to understand, I come from a world where the words was mainly what I had. You know what I'm saying? I'm not,
absolutely.
I'm not big. I don't got, like, I don't know martial arts, none of that shit.
Right. You got, you can.
But words can cut like a knife. Yeah. And I'm willing to stand on them words with hands if I have to.
Right.
So it's like a win-win for me. Ain't no nigga finna just say some shit to me on wax and get off on it.
I agree.
First of all,
it's even subs. You got to respond to subs.
And this is in general. I've never agreed. So this is before I even heard June's point last week. I want to make that clear. I've never agreed with the whole stance of if you rap about me, then we're going to fight. That I've never agreed.
It depends
with
on what you say, though.
It depends on what you say.
If I'm
yes,
being honest.
But there are niggas who, no matter what, you rap about me, then I'm gonna see you. That's stupid.
Because I feel like Pusha T definitely should no. Drake should definitely beat Pusha T's ass for talking about his friend with MS. That's crazy. I would have beaten the nigga's ass for talking about my friend that's sick, child. That I got to be sick every single day, and
but
I have to help them.
I'm not totally of the belief that Drake thinks he can beat Pusha T up.
Facts. You gotta kind of weigh that out too.
That is
yeah,
important.
You have to weigh
Drake,
that out.
Drake
yes.
sent niggas to throw water at Pusha T.
Oh yeah, that is right.
Show.
Yeah, if y'all didn't know, so Pusha T, after the whole diss happened, he did a date in Toronto because he don't give a fuck, and they like watered out the stage, yeah. like throwing water on the stage and everything when
and,
he came out, all
and
types of shit.
Those gentlemen that were throwing
and they were
water,
removed.
No, they were not. They were they got the shit. Beat
oh, that's
out
right.
Of them.
That's why they got packed out.
And one
they
of them, then one of them was in a coma.
Oh. Like, yeah, that yeah. Security was not playing about that. And he performed the rest of the show, no problem.
He came out and he Pusha T, like, so they throw water on Pusha T. He, like, dodged the water and get off stage, right? Them niggas get packed out. He comes out calmly and says, "It's too many of us in here." And then plays the diss record.
Right.
I'm dead.
In Toronto, in your home city.
Yeah.
That shit is crazy. Just
look,
like.
Up now. Polar opposite, because we finally watched the DJ Academics interview
yes.
with
Freddie Gibbs' ex-girlfriend, yeah. the baby mama.
And she tells a little bit more insight of what happens in the incident where Freddie Gibbs infamously got jumped.
He got packed out in Dinos.
Which
in
we don't want that
Buffalo.
To happen to anybody.
No.
I'm so glad that Freddie Gibbs is okay.
I'm shocked he walked away from that, to be honest with you, but I'm happy he did.
But she did tell details that were...
not known.
We didn't know.
Yeah.
And... one of the details was that Gibbs was flaunting. He was acting as if he wanted that. He was inviting this.
He purposely walked down the street three blocks with
to the restaurant
behind
that they
him,
went
to the restaurant with jewelry
he
on.
He told her to put her chain on.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. This is what she says. This is what she says.
And I believe her.
They get all the way to the restaurant. And the reason why I brought this up is because she says she went. She took a bite of her food. She looked up and it was 50 niggas.
Niggas just in front of her face.
And leading the 50 niggas was Benny the Butcher.
Benny was right in front of him.
Not Cinny the Kutcher.
No, he didn't send nobody. He pulled
not,
up. Okay.
Not one of the little niggas he from. Not Rick Hodd. Like, I'm not calling Rick Hodd a little nigga, but I'm saying, like, not one of those niggas. Like, it was Benny, the nigga he had problems with. He said, you know you're not supposed to be here. Then Freddie start, this is what she said. I wasn't there. I don't know shit. This is what she said. She says, oh, he was like, man, my girl here, I ain't trying to do all that. And then Benny said, bro, I don't give a fuck about that.
And then they start packing him out as soon as he said that.
That's how it's supposed to go down. If you got a problem, if a nigga's not supposed to be in your city, when that nigga show up in your city, you supposed to show up. Because you seen other niggas, and other niggas might not get the job done. Then you gonna look pussy, because you somewhere being a nigga that sent niggas to throw water.
Apparently, they beat the security ass, too, so that was unfortunate.
Apparently, before they even walked in there, they knocked security out.
Like, sleep, snoring on the ground.
Bro, you ain't supposed to be here.
No.
Do you think Drake texted his mom after that?
He did.
He definitely texted his mom.
Oh, I know what she's saying.
Yes. Bro. First of all, Drake, you are lying. You got Rossi, that nose job.
Yo,
I don't give a fuck.
You see Ross? You see Ross said? Ross put that video up because, you know, Ross, whenever he talks shit to somebody, it's just a video of his pool.
Yes.
And he was like,
yes.
Look, shout out to y'all. He was like, this nigga Drake called his mommy. This nigga called his mommy on me.
That's a great impression. Good job.
He said.
Keep going.
He said, yo, I told you when I was talking to you, I told your mama's a beautiful woman. So I never take that away from you. But this nigga called his mommy on me.
Listen. He told his mama that he was going to get her a 2-for-1 nose special if he had gone. You should have got that special when you went, because you definitely got that nose done. And you got that body done, too. But that's okay. Yeah. Do we care about niggas lying about their plastic surgery? Do we care about celebrities lying about that? That's annoying to me.
Niggas or celebrities is two different.
Celebrities. Let's start with celebrities. You care about your favorite celebrity? JC got a fucking dick enhancement. Would that be something you'd want to know?
No.
Okay, if he got his abs done, would you want to know that?
Just don't lie about it.
Don't lie about it. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. If I show up and I got a new chin and niggas say, yo, you get some work done? Yeah, I did. Didn't really like how the shit looked in photos. So I got a little bit of extra money. Like Ross said,
just
the
be
ab,
honest.
Ross said the ab shit was 40 bands. He had it. Damn. Drake got 40 bands. Drake.
Yeah. 40 bands to etch some abs in?
Bro, that nigga walked in and gave that nigga just here. Just
no, he definitely has the money. Don't get me wrong. I know.
That's
he
what
has
I'm saying.
Money. But nigga.
So why would you lie about it?
Just be honest. Yeah. And like, don't get me wrong, we can compare old photos. You've been famous for a fucking ever. We looking at a photo of your face with your nose like this, wide nose, and then you get it, and a couple years later, it's like thin. Come on.
Drake used to
You're
look like.
You're insulting my intelligence.
Drake used to look like Sid from Ice Age.
I was wondering because I kept looking at him over the years. I'm like, why he looked so different?
That nigga chin and his neck ran together when he first came out. He had a check.
Check.
What?
Not a check.
I can't even continue after that. But anyway, wow.
Check.
Drake, listen, you got some money for us? I love you.
Back.
Like, uh-uh.
Man, fuck that nigga's money. I don't want that nigga money. He bought a 21 Savage a used Lamborghini. Fuck out of here.
What's wrong with that? Nigga, I can't buy a used Lamborghini.
Why buy me a Lamborghini at all then, Drake?
So you got, okay, so if he gonna buy a Lamborghini,
buy me a new
it
car.
Gotta be brand new, no matter what.
Yes, buy me a new car.
What?
I don't care if it's a Lamborghini that
I
you buy.
That's a little bougie.
Buy me a brand new RAV4. Buy me a brand new Honda.
Okay.
Buy me a brand new car. Don't buy me a used car, you ass.
Was 21 Savage upset about that? I don't remember that story.
It was a Lamborghini.
Okay, no, so no, okay. Who found out it was used? Who did the research?
They said it.
Oh, yes. Okay.
It's like the same thing with Quavo when he bought that. I'm lying. I don't know if I just talk shit, but I know Quavo bought that other nigga that used car, so I probably merged some stories together.
Yeah. Which, okay, so let's say, remember they got on Kendrick about buying his friend a Honda? I think his sister or something, a Honda?
I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah, there was one time where he bought his sister or something like that, a Honda or a Toyota or something, and on the internet killed him for it. And they like, he was like, he actually responded. He was like, I bought her something she could afford. Like,
yeah.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
Maintenance on, like, a Porsche and stuff y'all was trying to get him to buy is crazy.
Yeah.
She might
want
to be able to afford to get that to fix.
Yeah. Like, thank you. Buy me a new Honda.
Yeah. Yeah.
A new Toyota somewhere. Yeah. The payments is $150 a month. I could do that.
Yeah.
Don't buy me no motherfucking
used.
Oh,
no. If you buy me a car, don't make me have payments. I'll say that. Yeah, paid in full. Paid in full.
There's no payment.
That's not buying a car if you have to make payments on it.
That's fair. But also, you have people who are a little strong on pride and some shit like that. You got people that may want to go ahead and pay the shit.
That's fair. So that's fair. We got to account for those people. We got to account for those people. But Morgan Alexis, Biden fool, hand me the keys. Make sure it's only in my name, and we're good to go.
You don't have to tell me. Like, that you got plastic surgery, I don't care.
Okay.
Just don't lie about
Just don't lie about it.
And also, like, because that's a slippery slope, too. Because there are people who get plastic surgery to help with insecurities.
Most definitely.
So maybe they don't want to talk about the insecurity. But I again.
Mean, most infamously is Little Kim. You know, the reason she got plastic surgery because she was abused by her ex-boyfriend. Abused, yeah. So she tried to fix the problem. And it just, you know, she did the best she could.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I agree. I feel like. Yeah.
And she's never spoken about that.
I'm never going to ask about your plastic surgery, but like, I don't know.
But also, people weren't asking Lil' Kim about plastic surgery. They were just bashing her for getting it.
Yeah, they were just being mean. Yeah, not knowing, what was going on.
Yeah, so it's a slippery slope. I guess if you really think about it, it just depends.
I don't like to be lied to, though. That's a thing. Because, like, okay, so this is super random. I'm not going to really get into it because a lot of our audience ain't going to know much about this. But B. Simone and her best friend, remember B. Simone?
Yes.
They have a podcast. They had a podcast together. They broke up. Like, their friendship broke up, so the podcast broke up. Both of them have their own separate podcast now and are not telling us what happened, and I'm pissed off. I'm not going to lie. As a fan, I'm pissed off. What the fuck happened? Okay, if y'all ever see this video, I know this is nowhere out of nowhere. What happened? Why'd y'all break up? Who got mad at who? You can't just start a separate podcast and not tell us what happened as a fan. I was very much a fan. Anyway, just had to get that off.
There was a point you were going to.
I don't remember what that is, so I'm smiling at you right now.
You brought up
about plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Okay, I say it to say I don't like being lied to. That's all it was. The point. It's just I just don't like being lied to.
Nigga,
I'm sorry, but you know I had a
man,
little.
Man,
you know,
Meek Mill versus Wale, bro.
So Meek Mill versus Wale. Meek Mill been mad at Wale for a really long time.
You don't care.
And we don't care. Okay.
Well, fuck. I don't care.
Apparently Wale was posted up in a picture with somebody Meek Mill don't fuck with no more. Meek Mill went on Twitter and just started just spam posting and upset and motherfuck this nigga in his tweets type shit. So it's interesting to see that. Wale responded and said, if this is gonna what's caused all this, then I don't need to be around somebody like that or something like that. So it's just a very interesting battle amongst friends, I guess. I don't know if they'll be come back from this, but, you know.
Wale and Meek Mill have had their differences forever.
They have.
I just think Meek doesn't like Wale, just in general, and I think he's been looking for a public reason to not like Wale. Because Wale is generally, I don't know, I wouldn't call him generally liked. I wouldn't say that people generally like him, but I do remember he wasn't hated either.
No, he wasn't.
I know there was a time where people said he was way too emotional.
Yes, I do remember that.
And he was doing a little bit too much, but he ain't really did shit in like 3-4 years, really.
He's been chilling.
Yeah, he's been chilling. He's been chilling. Real. I don't know, maybe that's because niggas quit pissing him off or what.
Well, this is the first time I've heard his name in a while, and it's for some bullshit, of course. But Meek Mill's really upset that it was a picture posted of him and Meek's op at dinner, and Meek Mill saw it and went crazy on Twitter on him and was upset and pissed and stuff.
I will say Wale has been standing next to a lot of people lately. Like, I just saw him in the club with Griselda.
What I'm saying? There was a picture, like, that did circulate. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he be around a lot of people. Like,
yeah, I don't think it was anything like that. Plus, this is somebody that was introduced to him by Meek. Like, that he met this person through Meek, and they just ended up being cool through music and him going to Philly and stuff. But apparently, Meek is not cool with this nigga anymore, and he's upset with Wale for even parlaying and dealing with this dude.
Because he even got on. Oh, I think it might have been the Breakfast Club, and was like, "Yo, I fuck with Meek. I don't know what the fuck that nigga got on. I don't know." Like,
he said when he was really going in on Twitter, he said he was heavy on pills and stuff. Meek said that when he was like really going crazy on Twitter, he said that he was having an issue with that.
Meek is on some shit now.
Meek is clearly not.
I don't think Meek is sober. He be bugging too much.
He be bugging out too much. He's the one celebrity that don't feel like a celebrity on Twitter.
Yeah,
you know how celebrities tweet. Like, they barely tweet. You could tell it's their team or some shit. Right? And this nigga is a real nigga getting on his phone in bed, like, legs up, bro, tweeting some bullshit. Like,
I'm like, yo, like, are you just tweeting? Like, I don't know. Like, back in 2009.
The Diddy rumors, he went crazy on Twitter that day. That was crazy.
Back in 2009, right? It was a new thing. You could get your thoughts out. And celebrities seeing what they thought. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a good time. It was a fun time.
Right.
And over time, you just learned how to maneuver the internet based off of who you are.
For sure.
I just don't think. If there's a song, Drake never took back-to-back off streaming.
No, he did not.
So there's still that Twitter fingers turn to trigger fingers.
Yes, that's still a thing. Getting body by, all that.
All I'm saying is, you add into that narrative. And the problem is that even though you and Drake are cool now, that record still came out, niggas still make fun of you for that.
I like the song, and I don't even like Drake songs like that. But yeah,
we liked Drake back then when that came out.
Did we like Drake back then? Okay,
it was All Summer 16. It was, if you're reading this.
Yeah, you're right. I was on my way out though around that time. But yeah,
But either way, like, you add into that narrative that he created about you, so it's best to change it. So that niggas, because even if years later niggas be like, ah, Drake made fun of you and now you don't tweet the same anymore, it'd be like, well, I mean, so what? At least I changed it, so now niggas can't talk about me doing that.
Right.
But you're still on there like a 14-year-old girl tweeting all the time.
But at the same time, you know, we want our celebrities to be accessible. So, like, I kind of want to be able to talk to a nigga.
Actually, you don't I think that era's over.
Okay, so you don't like the accessibility. You like the celebrity at the top back in the day when we was growing up. Like, we didn't know shit about fucking Will Smith and Jada at all.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay, what I'm saying is...
Oh, I thought that was Pepper coming. Like, you know, Pepper just like to attack niggas.
I thought it was Mo.
No, what I'm saying is that I think... I have this belief that at some point, all of this shit is going to implode. And it's going to start from square
one. Oh, 100%.
If anybody has seen, I think it's a Black Mirror episode where the couple finds a community in their freezer. And over the course of like a day or two, the community goes from like prehistoric times all the way to futuristic and then explodes because of war. And then when they close the freezer and open it the next day, they're back to dinosaurs and shit. I honestly feel like that's how the music industry is going to go. I feel like it's done it before. I feel like you have a big boom.
Yes.
And then it's so too much is happening. Yes, and yes. All of a sudden, everything just resets and goes to white.
Social media is definitely that big boom right now. Influencer culture is definitely that big boom.
That's actually an interesting theory. Yeah. I think you might be right on that.
I definitely think you might be right on that.
When I get on the internet and I see them goofy-ass white boys, the island boy dudes.
Oh, God. Yes.
And I'm like, if you know, bro, you know. These niggas is AI. Like, we just, like, at this point, they just, like, kind of, like, hodgepodge and bullshit together. Like, you know, like.
They made out with each other, and they're brothers.
You know, like, the Teen Titans in Tokyo movie where, like, at the end, they just start hodgepodge and paint together to make random monsters. Like, yeah,
they just do anything to get clout. They're trying to get, like, keep just their 15 minutes going.
That's what these niggas is. Like, I feel like every new day is a goofy white person come out and doing something to get some 15,000 views in 30 minutes.
It's so easy now. It's so easy now.
And because of all of that, it's just going to...
No, I agree.
And I think the first domino is going to be TikTok going down.
Oh, for sure. TikTok already on its way out anyway, in America anyway. We're going
to
see.
Y'all have to think, right? So...
And the music came to play on there.
Remember the... And we don't remember. But do we remember the first viral thing? Remember that? Like, we don't remember.
No.
Remember when somebody said something viral? What the fuck that mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, over 24 hours, it's got like 2 million views, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Virality at that time was so hard.
It was so hard to get.
You
hard.
Wasn't going viral for nothing.
No.
Now, virality is at the push of a button. She told me there's a button that these niggas over at TikTok have that they can press to make something go viral.
Make it go viral.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
the algorithm on TikTok, you post on TikTok. We've all posted on TikTok.
Yeah, I posted on TikTok.
TikTok's algorithm is stupid. You catch 500 views off your first post.
Like, yeah. I told you, I said
makes
everything
you
crazy.
Feel like what? Makes you feel like you on top of the world. Now, we did find out that it is an algorithm trick because your first three videos are going to go crazy, but then after that, the fourth one's going to like 40 views,
yes.
Then 100, uh-huh. And then you got to fight, but you got to keep posting. It's a way to keep you on the app. That's why, if you notice, all of these kids are doing the same dance and 30 videos.
Like I told you, I have
trying
a video
to break through the algorithm
with 31K of me making eggs right now.
Last
it's
time
still
you talked about
up.
It had 20 bands.
And it's still going up. Last time I talked about it here, it was 20 bands.
So
it's still going up.
Now, if you posted that same video somewhere else, it might not do the same
right.
amount of views,
probably
which
not.
Means what? It gives people delusions of grandeur
yes.
with virality on
yes.
TikTok.
Yes.
Soon as TikTok goes away and you can't just drop a video of you talking about stuffies and get 10,000 views,
for
you
real.
Go, damn, I got to be creative.
These niggas is getting interviews like on The Talk and shit off TikTok.
Yeah.
On TMZ is reporting TikTokers' debts.
It's like, a girl.
It's like a big thing.
It's a girl. I don't follow her, but I see her videos all the time in the search genre. And it's always funny because she be doing the TikTok dances, and you know which ones I'm talking about. You remember the Renegade dance?
Yes.
Hey, that wasn't a fucking dance.
Now
that was
see,
just you waving your arms.
Listen, look
that
good.
Wasn't a dance.
It looked cool. It looked cool.
It didn't look cool.
It
looked
look
stupid.
Cool.
It looked stupid.
She got on the Grammys doing a dance.
Good for her. Black girl survive. Get your money. But that was fucking stupid.
Okay.
Cause, yeah, because we're in an era now where people accidentally go viral and then it ruins their life.
That's true. What are we doing here?
That's the
Renegade.
Oh wait. Okay. So boom, boom. So somebody get a song of yours and do the Renegade or do a dance like that to it. You gonna say that's stupid?
Yes.
Even if it gets you millions of dollars?
Yes.
Oh Lord, child, dance to my songs.
This is the problem with black people. Black people think that just because it gets you a bunch of money, that is good.
No, I don't mean it like that. It's I mean it like, listen.
It's still ass. It's still not a
dance. It gets more people listening to your song. It's still stupid. You care about that? If people more people can hear your
song? No.
Okay. I'm trying to gauge it, like where we're at with it.
No, okay. I'm not okay with it now because a couple more people saw my song. No, I still think it's stupid.
Listen. I think it might be cool if the kid, little girl was like, ooh, Wichita, or something like that, and it went viral. You wouldn't care about that.
What song of mine does that?
First of all.
I don't have a song that does that.
I was talking about the song Wichita. That's the song that popped in my head. But it don't sound like that.
Yeah, it doesn't do that.
It don't sound like that, but that's okay.
It doesn't do that.
That is okay. Listen, if you want to take one of my little sound bites on the pod and make it a sound on TikTok, do that for me, please. We need to run those numbers up. Thank you. let's see here. What else we got? I think we pretty much got through everything.
We
got
to talk about that event that got posted today.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Let me find it first. So we live in Wichita, Kansas, and this is officially reached Billboard, and so we can talk about where we live.
We finally got something that's on the map.
So it was just announced today that Midtopia, a record label that's based in Wichita, Kansas, started by the Koch brothers. If you know who the Koch brothers are, then you know. They have an event called is it Elsewhere Fest?
It's Elsewhere Fest, yeah.
It says Elsewhere Fest and Conference.
Yeah, it's a conference as well.
And so there's some reputable names on this flyer here. We got Killer Mike, Steve Aoki, Snow the Product.
D-Smoke, for those that know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Bad, Bad, Good, Good, right?
Bad, Bad, Not Good.
Bad, Bad, Not Good. Sorry.
Disrespectful. Vince Staples
shout
is
out
on
to
here.
Vince Staples.
We love you.
We do.
Those are the reputable names. Shout out to my nigga Marcy Yates.
Yes. Culture House, yes. Yeah.
And then there are some Wichita acts on here. We've got, is Angelo Thomas? Is that Angelo?
I think so, yeah.
Shout out to Angelo. For him.
Shared it for sure.
Carbon.
Shout out to Breeding Rainbow and Carbon.
Yeah. We've got him, Cookie Store Folks, FYI. J37, I'm on here. Jet Lattimore, Josue Estrada.
June MP3.
Yeah. So,
Shakir.
Yeah, pretty much a good amount of Cookie Store folks are on here.
Apathy
Union is here. And we wanted to bring this up because there is some controversy surrounding this event. It's a huge event. It's been posted every fucking where.
I can't get on my timeline without seeing it. Like, it's
but not even
crazy.
Just like on Instagram.
Oh, no.
Like
no.
Other fucking places of note have posted this thing. And everyone's pretty excited about it. But there has been some controversy because there is a reason to believe there has been a manifesto that came out within the past month that showed proof and receipts that the Koch brothers are directly funding Israel. And, of course, it is Free Palestine until it's backwards. And so we're kind of concerned on what this means. Is this them trying to cover something up or whatever? I know that a lot of the acts are upset.
A lot of the community is upset, too.
Yeah, I know I can speak for myself. I was told that I would be participating in a set that would be opening for Snow the Product. That's all I was told. I put it like this because I want to be fair. Because it was a friend who called me and asked me to do this that I love very much. So I don't want to make it seem like the nigga didn't give me any information. But I don't remember him telling me this was a Midtopia event. I recently asked in private to not be affiliated with Midtopia anymore. This was the day before that manifesto came out, so it had nothing to do with that. So this was a little, it was a little, when it came out, we were like, oh.
Yeah, I didn't like reading that. That was kind of,
it was Midtopia.
It was awkward. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I know that, I definitely do not support Israel. I know that I definitely don't support any of the negative things that are, rumored to be true about the Koch brothers. I wasn't there. I'm not going to invalidate anybody's experience with them.
It's definitely Wichita's best kept secret. I'll put it that way.
Since I was a kid, people have been telling me
hush,
about
hush.
The Koch brothers.
Yeah, nobody really talks about it here that much.
So, I mean, it's definitely not like this shit popped up out of nowhere. I just think that we're in a generation now where a lot of more people are more outspoken about
for
stuff
sure,
like that.
For sure.
And so we've been talking all day just as a unit on what we're going to do.
Do we know what the conference part means?
I do not, actually. Mm-mm. I just know about the, of course, everybody's just talking about the acts and stuff, and people that are performing, but I really don't know. That we should probably look into.
So, shout out to our friend Brandon Pittman. He goes by Chippendale. He said, let me go to his, because he posted the flyer, and he said that he will be doing he's a visual artist for the inaugural Elsewhere Fest.
They're going to start doing it every year now, apparently.
Doing art installation with, shout out to Dreamverb, shout out Frank, love you. Yeah, but no, but he is listed on the part where it says visual artists.
Yeah, I see him.
But no, it doesn't, so I thought maybe visual artists, I thought maybe that thing down there would have something to say about that whole part conference, but I don't know.
I'm sure it's on somewhere on the website. Obviously, it's going to be on the website, so I'm going to take a look at the website and kind of find out what that part is about. But yeah, it's been causing a lot of controversy. A lot of people have been talking about this. I've been seeing the flyer all damn day. Like, they're definitely pushing it. So I mean, like I said, like we said, it's definitely for us pro Palestine, but it's been quite the conversation, I will say. Would you say so?
I think that would be an understatement. I'd like to shout out specifically, only because I saw what she said. She's very upset. Maya
Tries, I think.
Is that her name?
On Instagram, I think it's Maya Tries.
Well, what's her name, though?
I think it's Maya. I don't know. I think it's Maya.
I know. You're right. Maya Serafini.
Maya Serafini. It was Maya Tries, though.
Yeah, but I was talking about her name.
Okay.
Which is Maya Serafini.
Okay.
She put up today that she was very upset about this. There may actually be protesting at this event. In light of the new developments, the new information
that,
that's been given
to us. Because I don't
want
them to up the police presence and try to, you know what I mean? I don't know if we should say that.
I mean, if it's a silent protest, if it's a peaceful protest or whatever, I don't think
true.
There'll be
I just don't want it to be like
to
them trying to intimidate them because they know they're coming type shit. I don't know if we should say that publicly.
I mean, people announce publicly they're going to protest all the time.
That's true. Maybe I'm being a little protective.
Those are activists. They want everyone.
I guess you're right. You're right. I just
want
to.
They want support.
You know, I know it's going to be my friends that are doing that, and I just want to be careful with them. That's all. I don't want nobody trying to.
Well, we stand with them too.
We do stand with them. Yeah. We do stand with them. Yeah.
There has to, because I'll let niggas know. I heard Snow the Product. I don't really even listen to Snow the Product, but it was a name. So I was like, all right, yeah, sure, I'll do it. I don't give a fuck.
I
plus,
like
it's
Snow
my
the
friend.
Product.
My nigga asked me to do it. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. Like, so it wasn't, it definitely wasn't because of who was throwing it, you know? So I don't know. We're going to sit back on the drawing board and like kind of figure out what to do. Because now that we have more information and we see the reaction that it's getting, mind you, this is day one. Who knows? This could be bad. And we don't want to offend anybody. And we don't want people to think that we're siding with people that we don't. So just keep your eyes and ears to us. We'll be talking about it over at the cookie store here and there. We'll see what's up.
Yeah.
And we'll be honest with you about everything.
Yeah. So,
if you saw a bunch of our names on that flyer today and you were upset at us, clearly because we just did a Free Palestine show like a month ago.
Yeah, we did.
You should, because you should be confused. But we didn't know it was going to be all this. So we'll figure it out. And we love y'all. We appreciate y'all for sticking around for us because we're still trying to figure this whole thing out. But
yeah,
that is that on that.
Anything else we need to tap into? I think that's everything on the list that I got down. So
no, I think that's it.
Okay, any shout outs on your end?
Because this podcast does not care about battle rap, I'd like to talk about
this is really funny, by the way.
Calico had an event in Detroit this weekend. Shout out to him. It was sold out. Osolo versus Black Fonz, Lady Caution versus Bailey Lee, and Asiyamora versus Yoshi G were the three undercards. I didn't know the first two. I know Lady Caution. Asiyamora is new, but she was really good against Yoshi G. But Yoshi G cut the battle short because at one point Asiyamora was going to rap to her pussy, and I guess she didn't feel good about that. I guess she thought she was going to try to world star.
Which is, like, bending over rapping to someone's coochie is kind of crazy.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping to see that, but whatever. X Factor and Truffaut. They said that was a fight. They said they got a good good X Factor, although he hit us with one of his good old pause-worthy bars in the first round. So I can't wait to hear what that was. Mm-hmm. I think the bar was, now that I'm remembering, was like I'm that nigga's girlfriend. I'm fucking him.
Okay. That's a little weird.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
It's a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd your mind go there, you know?
Geechee Gotti versus Joey Linwood. Joey Linwood is a Detroit act. I don't know who he is, but they said he was in there fighting. Apparently, Geechee Gotti showed up and beat him all three rounds freestyle. So, shout out to that nigga.
Love that.
Clean Paper versus T-Rex did not go down because T-Rex apparently is in the hospital. So, we will send our prayers to T-Rex. We don't know what's going on, Rex. We love you. We hope you good. What seems to be the battle of the night was Bill Collector versus Tay-Rock. Bill was in there barring that nigga's head off. Shout out to Bill. He got on a really high slot on the Meat Riders list last year, which was unfortunate, or this year, which was unfortunate.
It was this year.
So I'm very glad that he's still out here fighting against the allegations. And then the main event, Calico versus Reed Dollaz. Calico had a good first, but niggas are saying Reed beat him in the first. Calico choked in the second, and then Reed choked in the third. Apparently worse than Calico's choke in the second. So it was a waste of money.
Damn.
But all the other battles were seemingly good.
Okay, well, so I can't wait to see more footage from that.
The name of the event is Outside. Still Outside. That's the name of the event. There is a live pay-per-view at rapgrid.com if you want to watch it. It is $50, but the battles will be out, I would hope so, on YouTube for free. Calico, please.
I'm sure at some point.
Give us those battles. Give us Bill and Tay-Rock, please. Thank you. But yeah, that was what happened this weekend in battle rap.
Okay. So that's your shout-out is battle rap?
That's all my shout-outs from now on is battle rap stuff.
Vince and Raven, any shout-outs on y'all end at all? Anything?
Shout out to the cookie store.
Always.
Shout out to Maurice and Tangerine. Yes. Hearing and Friends has been in my head for like 3 days, rent free.
Oh, yes. Yes. Love to see you.
I love that. Shout out to Tangerine. We love you.
Yes.
You got shout outs?
Well, my cookie store. Period.
That's a fact.
Absolutely. That's going to be my first shout out. Shout out to the cookie store. Shout out to Brandon Pittman, because you're a really great guy.
Yeah, thank you, Brandon.
You're a really great guy.
Yeah, I still ain't used that tape deck yet, but that's because I still don't know how to use it. But I love you, gang. Thank you.
Yeah, you're the best, actually. I really care about you. Good job.
Shout out to the Ghost of Shock sitting here.
Mm.
Tommy, he don't got
I'm
a
just going to look at you in the camera because I'm mad. You're going to see this, too.
I gave that a second of silence so that the ghost could do something for
me. Oh, I know. Vince is aware. He knows what we're doing. Listen, yeah. We like this with it now. Okay.
Yeah, it's lit.
Yeah, so anyway, it's your girl Morgan Alexis X in the building. See you later.
It's your boy Maurice Anthony, nigga that has your bitch buckling at the knees. Also, the nigga that has that shit sound like mac and cheese. Your mama.
Okay, y'all not gonna say bye?
Bye, y'all.
Come on.